In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about the bracha on the Korban Pesach, the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, quoting the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and our Gemara here, Masechta Zvachim, the Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that if you made a bracha on the Korban Pesach, with that bracha, you could be might see the bracha on the Korban Chagiga. Because the Chagiga is tofel to the Pesach, the same Nusach HaBracha, and as our Gemara, which is the point of this discussion, holds, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you could interchange Zvicha and Zvicha. But we ask the question that we know the halacha is that whenever you're eating an ikur and a tafel, you're supposed to make a bracha on the ikur and the path is the tafel. But as we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, that's only if you're eating the ikur and tafel together, or eating the ikur before you eat the tafel. But here you're eating the tafel before the ikur. So how could Rabbi Shmuel suggest that the bracha that you're going to eat, that you're going to make on the Korban Pesach, much after eating the Korban Zvachim, Korban Shlamim, should be able to exempt the bracha of the Korban Shlamim? So we suggested some answers at the end of our previous year, but there are two more important answers suggested by the Achrayim. An interesting answer is that this halacha of ikur v'tafel, that if you're eating the tafel before you eat the ikur, you have to make a bracha on the tafel, even though it's a tafel, is only in a situation where it's a birchas hanen. So even though you're eating the tafel first, but you can't eat food or any food without making birchas hanen. So you can't say, well, I'm going to get to the ikur, and when I'll get to the ikur, I'll make a bracha on the ikur, because right now you're eating the tafel, and you can't put a piece of food into your mouth without making a bracha hanen first. And therefore, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is understood. But we're not discussing in our Gemara the Berachas HaNen. In our Gemara, we're discussing the Berachas HaMitzvahs. Berachas HaMitzvahs are a bracha on a mitzvah. And Berachas HaMitzvahs work with an entirely different set of rules than the Berachas HaNen. And therefore, even though by Berachas HaNen, if you eat the tafel before the ikur, you have to make a bracha on the tafel, at least a shahakal, as we quoted the Ramah in the previous year. That isn't the case by Berachas HaMitzvahs. And the Achrayim show us how fundamentally different Berachas HaMitzvahs are from Berachas HaNen. By Berachas HaNen, we know you have to make a bracha achrayna. By Berachas HaMitzvahs, of course, no bracha achrayna is recited. So we see that the bracha achrayna, the bracha of mitzvahs, is entirely different than the Berachas HaNen. And therefore, even though you made the bracha now, even though you're not going to make the bracha until much later, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you're still involved with the mitzvah, the fact that you're going to make the bracha later is not an issue by Berachas HaMitzvahs. And when I said this for a different shir, so they asked me, very interesting vart, and therefore you can make the bracha on the Pesach that you're going to eat much after the Korban Chagiga and be yoytzi with that bracha retroactively. So they asked me, where do you find just example besides this Gemara that you could make a bracha later and it should work retroactively, not only later but on a different thing altogether, because the bracha is going to be made on the Korban Pesach and it's going to work according to Rabbi Shmuel and our sugya retroactively to the Korban Shlamim that I ate much before. So I saw that the Mefarshim say, we do this every day. Think about it. People who wear tzitzis, a talis cotton, and they wear a talis gadol. So they don't make a brichas hamitzvahs on the talis cotton. They don't make a bracha tzitzis on talis cotton. They make a bracha on the talis gadol, which they put on perhaps hours after they put on the talis cotton. They get up in the morning, they learn, whatever. And then only afterwards, when they go to shul, to daven shachris, do they put on the talis gadol. And that bracha that they put on, that they make on the talis gadol, works retroactively on the talis cotton that they're wearing for many hours before. So we see that by birchas hamitzvahs, there is indeed such a concept of making the bracha on a different object later, and it'll work retroactively. So that's a nice mahalach in understanding this subject. But then I saw a different mahalach. And that mahalach is a very, very fundamental discussion in understanding this entire halacha of Yekev HaTofel. Because as we've been learning, and as we all know, that whenever you have a situation, whatever the definition should not be, of Iker V'Tafel, you make a bracha on the Iker, and you need not make a bracha on the Tafel. The question is, what does that mean? Does that mean that the bracha of the Iker exempts, covers the bracha of the Tafel? Which means that really, of course, you're supposed to make a bracha both on the Iker and on the Tafel. However, you can't make a bracha. Chazal said that given that this is a Tafel, so since it's a Tafel, the bracha on the Iker will cover. But that doesn't mean that the Tafel is entirely exempt from a bracha. And given that the Tafel is not entirely exempt from a bracha, you have to make a bracha on the Tafel if you're not making a bracha on the Iker, as we quoted previously. Or it could be that no, that the bracha that Chazal told us in Hilchas Brachas, that whenever you have a situation of Iker v'Tafel, it's not that the bracha of the Iker covers the Tafel. And therefore, if you're eating the Tafel before you eat the Iker, you don't need to make... If you eat the Tafel before you eat the Iker, so you still have a Chiyuv Bracha, there's b'chlal no Chiyuv Bracha in a situation where there's a Tafel. Chazal said that there's no Chiyuv Bracha. I saw a Gevaldig Shaila, the Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, and the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, here in Masechta Zvachim, discusses. He says, what would be a wonderful example of an Iker V'Tafel? A wonderful example of Iker V'Tafel is you're putting salt on food. You're putting sugar in your coffee. The Iker is the food. The salt is certainly a Tafel. The Iker is the coffee. The sugar is certainly a Tafel. So somebody's wife, let's say, serving him potato cup. His wife always serves him delicious potato kugel, perfectly seasoned. And now, he takes a bite of the potato kugel. It's missing salt. There was no salt on the table. He had no intention of putting salt on this kugel because his wife always puts enough salt. Now he needs to put on salt. So the question is, the salt is still certainly a Tafel, but he didn't have in mind the salt. So now when he puts on the salt, will he have to make a bracha? This, as I said, is a perfect example of an Iker V'Tafel. Now the question is, if we say that a Tafel is mechuyev a bracha, just that bracha on Iker covers the Tafel, means you have to have a mind to eat the Tafel. You have to know you're going to be eating the Tafel. Here you didn't have that mind. Here you didn't know you're going to eat the Tafel. And therefore you would have to make a bracha on the salt. As hard as it is to understand, just making bracha on salt. If, however, we learn that when you have a situation of Iker V'Tafel, You bechlal don't have to make a bracha, Chazal said, on the tofel. So even though you didn't know you're going to be putting on the salt, you didn't have the salt on the table, you should still have to make a bracha on the salt. You don't have to make a bracha because Chazal said that when you have a tofel, there is no need to make a bracha on the ikar. And therefore, it would seem to me that the best suggestion under such circumstances is, you have a very serious shaila, the best suggestion under such circumstances is probably to bring a different food, which is not a tuffel, which has a chiyah bracha shahakel, and make a shahakel, and you'll know that you wouldn't have any shaila. But now, our Gemara is very well understood. Because our Gemara, we're saying that the Shalmei Chagiga are a tuffel to the Korban Pesach, if we say, and we could suggest, that that is indeed the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that when you have an ikar and a tuffel, Chazal did not require you at all to make a bracha on the tuffel. So the fact that the tuffel is being eaten before the ikar doesn't make a difference. If it's a tuffel by definition doesn't need a bracha. And therefore, the halacha would be, like Rav Shmuel said, make the bracha later on the Korban Pesach, and the tuffel that you ate the Korban Shlomim without a bracha would not be an issue.